D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3. The Game, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Predators television analyst Chris Mason. Chris, a very quick look at your hockey reference page tells me that you were part of the Predators team that had an 8-game winless streak in 2012-2013. And I can only imagine how demoralizing it is in the dressing room right now, considering everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. When you look back to your experience, I mean, how do players manage a situation like this?
What are you trying to say, that it's my fault, Adam? Is that what
I am not? I am not saying it's your fault.
That's what I was getting out of a C-Mace.
No.
Yeah.
Don't put words in my mouth.
What year was that?
That was 2012-2013.
Oh, yeah, that was the we actually had a similar situation. That was the Seth Jones year, the lockout year. Honestly, you know what? It is tough. I think when you you just look at the guy's body language on the ice, look at the post game media, you're fighting so hard to build yourself up every day. It's not fun. I mean, Adam, you covered the team, through some good and bad. And, when you come to the rink and you can just tell by the guy's demeanor after something like this goes on for a long time, it becomes a real issue. It's not fun to go to the rink because it's such an effort just to get your mind in a place where you can feel some sort of optimism, something positive. You look at every single game, even, last night's a game where, quite honestly, they did a lot of good things. They battled, they did some good things, but it's overshadowed by the second period. They had a terrible second period. There's events in games that they're not able to recover from, and you see the sag. Everything could be going well. The first period, they're playing great, they're battling, they're at home, they're competing, they look like, they're going to take this game if they can continue to play like that. One thing happens, boom, right back down. And it's just, obviously lose the game there in the second period. You fight back at the end, but too little, too late. And that's just been the story. It is just a mental battle every single day. Winning cures everything. There hasn't been any of that. There's no joy. There's no fun when you're in a situation like this at all.
And this is when you lean on your leaders, your Steven Stamkoses, your Jonathan Marchessaults. I know that Ryan O'Reilly is out injured. Roman Josi left the game last night, but a lot of veteran experience in that room. As you said, in the second period, things went awry, and it seems a lot this season that when faced with some adversity, the Predators don't rise to the occasion. I'm wondering if that surprises you, considering the championship medal and the veteran experience that's in that dressing room.
It does. I mean, it does. That's gone on this long. But I mean, if you look at the situation now, on top of the previous players that they lost, Lauzon, Carey, Ryan O'Reilly, who's a massive loss, and then you lose Roman Josi. I mean, you're stuck with only two NHL defensemen that started the year on the roster. You've got three guys in the American League, and albeit they're doing a great job, and I think there's some good play. And, some good potential with these guys, but, it's not, these aren't the go-to guys. And it's one hit after another, one hit after another. Having said that, I think we've seen in the past, too, with this team, when situations like that have happened, they've been able to endure, they've been able to have guys really step up, beyond an expected role in a situation. I look at a guy like Juuso Pärssinen. I want to see him go out and just go after people, just impose his game, his physicality on another team. He's got the stature, he's got the skills, he's got the tool set to be able to do that. But I think along with everybody else, he's so fragile in the confidence department. But I see when I'm in a situation, if I'm a young guy, that's how I got to the NHL. I got there because somebody else got injured and I got an opportunity. And there was a point in my career when I thought to myself, I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever get this chance again. I'm not a blue chip prospect. I'm not, somebody that's going to get a chance after chance. And I feel like some of these guys, have to take that situation. Anyone in that locker room can be a leader. It doesn't have to be because you won Stanley Cup or because you're a veteran. Obviously that helps. But I think at this point you're searching for anyone to step in and do something.
Now, C-Mace, is that what possibly can be some of the conversation within a locker room? Because Adam just said you were a part, and I'm not blaming it on you.
And I wasn't
and I'm
either.
I'm sure Adam wasn't blaming it on you.
Adam was blaming
I'm sure him. Barry was there as well, too. So we can say Barry or you.
Barry was behind the bench. So,
so hey, we might be able to put more of the problem toward Barry than anybody. But no. But when you're in a situation like this, and you just mentioned, you know, these young guys, you know, thinking, hey, this is an opportunity for me to show that I can play, show that I deserve to be in this league. Is that a conversation that a veteran guy in a situation like this can have with a young player, set him aside, hey, listen, young guy, this is your opportunity. Take full advantage of it now because, listen, you may not get this opportunity again. So the veteran guys on the Nashville Predators are talking to the younger guys, letting them know that, you know, take advantage of an opportunity. It may not be the most opportune opportunity in regards of the team as a whole, but this is an opportunity for you to come in here and show that you belong.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to find any way to drag everyone else into the fight. Find purpose. This team is lost right now. They don't know who they are, you know, identity-wise. It's been a struggle to score goals. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. They're losing players left and right now. And I think for the veteran, you gotta say, hey guys, you know, this is you're a young guy coming in this league. Go out there, play with purpose, understand the situation. Don't be scared to make plays. I know you don't want to make a mistake, but you can't play like that. This is a huge opportunity. And honestly, one that could define somebody's career. You look at a guy like Nick Blankenberg, he's coming up. He played a handful of games, but he keeps getting, you know, sent down to the minors, or nobody wants to fully commit to giving him a full-time role in the National Hockey League. You know, Willsby's getting a chance to play with Roman Josi before he got hurt. He's taking on big minutes. All these guys, and who's ever in the lineup, I already mentioned Juuso Parsonen. If I'm a veteran on that team, I'm 100% telling these guys, we need you. If we're going to turn this around, we can't just, you know, rely on the names and the Hall of Famer and all this kind of credentials that you could throw out there. We need every single guy because everyone's going to play an important role with all these injuries mounting up. And, you know, you've seen it before. It's going to take one thing. It's going to get on a roll, hopefully, and turn it around. But it's just, you know, the longer it goes, the longer you think that that's never going to happen. But if it is going to happen, you're going to need those young guys to be big contributors.
Chris Mason is with us, and Mace, I want to look at it from the coach's point of view here, because I do think as the attention or the focus shifts away from the pressure of got to win this game, got to get back in it, to reality of, hey, it's a long shot, and now we're shifting over to let's see what we have in these young players. I wonder how Andrew Burnett deploys and coaches, because I think, too, what goes with that, and we saw this at the trade deadline, not last year, but the year before, when the weight is lifted and you loosen up, sometimes you can start playing a lot better. And not only the young players could play better and maybe not worried about making a mistake or something like that, but also the veterans who have struggled, maybe they start playing better. I'm looking at that because somewhere in here, like you said, getting out of this funk is the first priority, but maybe that's how you get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it gets to that point, that's obviously an organizational, prerogative if they decide to do that. But it would make coaching so much easier because you could say, listen, you know what? I'm going to play the guys who play, abide by the system and playing hard and competing every single night. If you don't, you're not playing. I mean, it just takes it. It's like if you're young, I don't care if it's your first year, if it's your 50th year. If you're not going to play the way that you know, that it takes to compete and win in this league, then, you know, you're gonna take some time on the bench, and I don't care who it is. And it does lift the weight. You just play. You're like, you know what? There's just so much. It was just the energy down there. It was between the benches last night. You could just feel it. Again, you fight so hard to get that and start the game, and it felt good, and it was loose, and they were confident. But then it's one thing happens, and it kind of leads to another. It ends up in that sag again. But I think when you take the shackles off mentally, the weight, as you said, I think, you know, that's something that's, especially for the coaching staff, then you're not worried about tweaking lines. I'm just going to let you go play. You're going to make mistakes. We'll go over in video, and we'll talk about it. We'll get better here. We'll see what you got. You're getting a huge opportunity. Just go play. Have fun. Go play. You're not thinking, oh, my God, we're 13 points out. That means we have to win, you know, 15 games and can only lose two in this stretch, and then we need help and all this kind of stuff. You're not thinking about that. You're just going out and playing. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they decide to proceed here moving forward.
I thought one positive last night. I thought Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista, Mark Jankowski, that looked like the line that was so good last year. They scored a goal. They made a play. They were consistently pressuring on offense. They looked like they were doing the things. To me, that was maybe the number one positive that came out of last night.
Yeah, I think you're looking for that every game. Who's gonna step up? I thought Marchessault played really good. You saw him around the net, and you know there's some chemistry I think with Stamkos and Forsberg, an opportunity to play with the two top guys that are left anyway. And then I thought that line was good. I mean, you look at, we talk about last season because that's when I feel they set the standard. But when you look at their success, that line and Tommy Novak and Evangelista's development and Mark Jankowski's ability to come in and, you know, play a well-rounded game and has chemistry with those guys, they were such a huge part of the reason why the Preds were so successful in the second half. And we just haven't seen that. You know, there's been the first line and the fourth line, I feel, kind of, you know, got settled, you know, partway through the season. Then it's the second and third line. There just hasn't been any, you know, consistent production in that department all season long. So I'm hoping that, you know, that's a sign of things to come. It looked like Tommy Novak had a ton of jump, making plays, holding on to the puck, have that confidence, hit with Evangelista, and then Jankowski doing his thing. So hopefully they can keep it going. It's going to be it's a tough trip here, too. You got to go Dallas and then Colorado, who's playing well right now. So, well, hopefully these guys can keep it going and more guys can get on board.
Chris Mason, Predators television analyst, joining us here on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. Chris, great stuff. I would never blame you for anything, just so you know. Don't let Derek influence you in any way, shape, or form. But great stuff as always. Enjoy your flight, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Yep. Chris Mason joining us on the program, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the conversation coming up next. But before we do, tomorrow, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning at 845.